Fiat. December 15th, 1935. How true love wants to make itself known. It expands and flies in search of the beloved, because it feels the need to be loved in return. Power of the creating act that one receives when going around in the creation. My poor mind is transported constantly into the sea of the divine will, which makes present to me and keeps as though in act everything it has done for love of the creatures, and it longs for them to recognize what it has done, how much it has loved us, and it awaits us into its acts in order to tell us, let us do this together. Don't let me operate by myself, so that what I did, you may do as well. And in this way, we will be able to say, with equal love, we have loved each other. How beautiful it is to be able to say to each other, you have loved me, and I have loved you. It is the reward for the greatest works and the most painful sacrifices. And then, my mind was going around in the creation, within that act in which the omnipotent fiat, pronouncing itself, created and stretched out the azure heavens, as well as my eternal love, so as to have me together with it in this act. And my sweet Jesus made feast, because he had company. And making me pause, he told me, my good daughter, to love without making oneself known is against the nature of true love. In fact, true love of its own expands and runs, it flies in search of the beloved. And only when finding her encloses her and hides her within itself, then does it stop. And transforming her into its own flames, it wants to find its same love in her, and its same works done by the beloved as the requital of its love. And since the creature can never do what we do for her, our love, in order to obtain the intent, calls the creature to itself. It hides her within its own love, and it lets her operate together with our creating and preserving act. In this way, the creature can say, in reality, I have loved you. What you have done for me, I have done for you. And we, in reality, feel loved back by her, with our love, and with our same works. You must know that as the creature rises with her will into our own, inside the works created by us, our Supreme Being renews upon her the creating act, and oh, the wonders we perform of graces, of sanctity, of heavens and suns inside her soul. Our act delights in repeating itself, and as she goes around in the created things, our love wants to make itself known. It wants her to touch with her own hand how much it loves her. And it repeats upon her our creating act, which is never subject to ceasing, in such a way that she feels all the ardor of our love, the power of our works, and taken by awe, she loves us, with our own creative strength that we infused in her. And oh, our contentment in seeing ourselves known and loved by the one we love so much. Indeed, this is why we created so many things, because we were waiting for the creature in order to make known how much we love her, and to give her in each created thing the potential of our love in order to be loved back. When it is not known, love becomes unhappy, and when it is not requited by the beloved, it feels its life being lost, hindered, its steps broken, and its most beautiful works being put into oblivion. On the other hand, when it is known and loved, its life is multiplied. And here comes our creating act upon the creature, so as to be loved back as we love her. Our steps are free, or rather, they fly to capture our beloved creature, clasp her to our bosom, to love her, and be loved by her. Our love fills the happiness of the love that she brings to it. Therefore, there is no greater honor that she can give us than for her to come into our divine will. As soon as we see her coming, we place all creation at her disposal, because it is hers. It was made for her. And as she goes around in each created thing, she finds our creative power, which, investing her, communicates our love that each of them possesses. And she can love us with our same creative strength that springs up. And she can love us the way she wants and how much she wants. And in this way, the love of the Creator and of the creature exchange the kiss. One rests within the other, and both feel the contentment of truly loving each other. Oh, how beautiful is the company of the one who loves us. Our contentment is so great that our love rises and invents new works more beautiful, new industries of love, to love and be loved.